we go.
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, some of you may think this is weird, but I loved it. I've been wanting to talk to a psychic medium for some time now, but never knew who to trust. I learned about Nancy Matz through a friend of mine and decided to take a chance and call her. I learned about my children, my job, and other fun mystical stuff. I was so impressed. She was right on with so many things. After talking to Nancy Matz, I walked away feeling great. Call her, 916-773-1657 or nancymatz.com. That's nancymatz.com.
Well, hello, everybody, and I'm Nancy, and this is Bonnie.
Hi, everyone.
Hello. Well, I know it's been a little bit of time. We've been busy. In fact, tonight, Bonnie... said, am I okay? I had a call from Florida for the last 50 minutes. So, you know, sometimes work does get in the way. I did want to bring up a couple announcements, which is very fun. And at the end of the show, Bonnie will give out her email address if you want to touch base with her. I have been really busy building training packages. I have a beginner psychic development. I have an advanced psychic and mediumship package, and I am now getting to a place where I'm almost ready to present a minister's package. And there's a couple people that had studied ministry for me, but I have yet to get to them the bylaws. And so there's a gal and a couple ladies in Australia, and one I'll be sending. So Gabrielle, if you hear this, I'll be sending you the bylaws, and Kelly is studying the package. I'm kind of fine-tuning everything I want to send to her and the bylaws. So I'm establishing a real church, and I'm doing it in collaboration with a woman named Arlene in Sedona, Arizona, and I'm going to go up there and file papers. I did once before in Cochise County when I lived in Sierra Vista, and file papers to become a mother church. I'm ordained a Church of the Living God, Sedona, Arizona. And I established the Living God Ministries, and the lady Arlene, she's been 30 years with the Church, Universal Christ of the Master. She lives in Sedona, Arizona, and she and I are going to both file papers in their county and establish herself as a church in Sedona, Arizona, which will put me in the same location as where I was ordained with my ministry. So I'll become the Living God Ministries, Sedona, Arizona.
Congratulations, Nancy. That's awesome. So
proud
of you.
You've
done a lot
church.
Of work on these packages, and they look really good. Congratulations.
Yes, it's so I'm putting it, we'll list on the website, nancymatz.net.com, we'll get you there. Under weddings or store, I'll start listing all the CDs that will be listed, and the training packages will, of course, be emailed to you, but all the disc and other training materials will be mailed. And that's why so many people ask where I've been. I've been behind the computer typing my little heart out on this. And the woman from Arlene from UCM has been very busy establishing bylaws for her spiritual, her thoughts on spirituals. And so we're collaborating, and probably within a month we'll be done with everything. So if you guys want to join a church or try to train to become me, I'm now putting it out there. We want to welcome those that are coming into the chat room. We're up to 9 now. And we do have someone on the line, Bonnie, of 216 area code. Gosh, it got dark all of a sudden here. I put your light on.
216, is that? Where is that? New York or Los Angeles? Which one is it?
Okay, 216 is Ohio. Cleveland, Ohio. Nothing like really messing up. Sometimes these
right
area codes resemble. Yes.
And Nancy, we ought to give, before we take that caller, we ought to give out the call-in number. Do you want to give it out?
Okay. Call-in number. Area code 347-205-9071. Well, hello, everybody in the chat room. We should acknowledge, we see Kathy, you're in here. I can't remember if you called, pardon me?
Kathy, I'm so glad she's with us.
Well, it's wonderful. I've been so privileged. Anastasia, are you the young gal that I was just talking to earlier? How fun. If it's you, say so. Anyway, we have a lot of the same our friends are in the chat room tonight, and we want to just share with you that if we have time, we'll check the questions in the chat room. But Bonnie and I were put on the spot a couple of times. One of us would be answering a question and ask the other their opinion. We've been busy answer questions out of the chat room. If someone's brave enough to call in, we have to give all our attention to that person. So we have a Skype that's now showing up. So we do have a couple calls fine that we need to get to. And then we want to talk about a ghost movie. And Bonnie saw a show the other night with a ghost and a psychic in it. So we want to give you a couple more ideas on fun movies to watch. I always love doing that. So 216 Ohio, who are we talking to?
Hello, my name is Reginald, or Reggie.
Reggie, hello there. Well, what can Bonnie and I do for you tonight?
Well, there's two things. I'm working on expanding myself.
Okay.
And the first thing I want to know is there anything as far as my guides, as far as my work, anything, any advice that could help me to sort of progress or anything, you know, the next step as far as that, as far as my spiritual growth and with my guides and
I appreciate you saying your guides, but you know the guides can't do the job for you. And they oftentimes will let you sink or swim on your own. So I sometimes would like to go into time and see what I could do to give you good advice. And the only thing I picked up was your advertising. Can you share with me what your product is?
Yeah, actually, you know, I do readings too.
And so the advertising, you see, there's something that you should be doing more of. There's a man in spirit who says he's a guide to you. But remember, guides could be someone who encourages us. Now, if you're in the business, you know that free will is paramount in my life, and I battle all the time with the idea that maybe we don't have as much free will as we hope we do. So guides have to stand aside and encourage us if we're going the right direction. If you hold back your advertising, I had a psychic tell me once, Donna, who passed away in 2000, if anybody knows who I'm talking about, Donna Vasquez of Sacramento. She says, if you're good enough, you don't have to advertise because word of mouth is enough. And then I've heard if you want to make money, you have to spend money. So somewhere there has to be a balance. And I have found in my life that if you're careful, you can advertise without spending money. Like free newspaper inserts in the local gas stations, things like that, or flyers on windows and cars and stuff, you know, wherever people would do, like a bookstore. You know, so you have to be clever. But the guy that's working with you is a bigger boned individual, bigger man, so I don't know if he looks like you or someone in the family he married into. But he has that European look with heavy hair, very dark, lots of gray going through it, not overly so, just like it's sprinkling through it. So I don't know how old he was, but really dark, wavy hair. I wouldn't say it's black. They also had a big, dark mustache. You've seen pictures of the Russian look or the Romanian or Eastern European. It's that bigger man look. So do you recognize this guy? Kind of reminds me a little bit of Stalin, huh?
Can't think of the top of my head, but I could definitely recognize the advertising as far as the...
Okay, so the spirit man you don't recognize?
Yeah, I can't recognize it right now.
Okay, so think about it. So someone in your family probably looks like that. Or just give it time because on the air you don't want to spend all the time. But that man said, put yourself out there. So I took it to be that he wants you more advertising. It needs a little stronger. The hardest thing to do is put yourself out there because once you advertise, you go, whoops, now it's going to put me on the front firing line, but you need to do that.
Okay.
Yeah, and that,
do you do a radio show?
That also, yeah, radio show like Nancy's, you know, it's also about being perhaps at county, you know, at psychic fairs and things like that, not necessarily real like print or television advertising, obviously, but just making yourself known in the public. That's what I see for you is that people need to see you. Just like what, you know, Nancy makes sure to some extent that people, for all the years that she's been doing what she's doing, she makes some effort to make sure that people know what she looks like and that she's out there and she meets people, and then she gets known by word of mouth. Don't you think that's a large part of what your success has been? It isn't actually spending money buying advertising of any kind. It's advertising yourself by being visible. And sometimes that's pretty hard to do. Some people are kind of shy, and it's hard to get out there, but that's something as a psychic. We have to have confidence in our ability and be out there in that way. What do you think, Nancy? Anything to add to that?
Absolutely. I think you're very gifted. I think it's just a matter of time versus not making. I think it's just a matter of time you're going to get out there. And it seems like from where you are going east versus going west that you'll make your inroads. Okay? All right, young man. Good luck to you, guy.
Okay. Have a good night. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay.
Good luck to you.
And the screen is, like I said, flashing back and forth. I want to acknowledge Char, California Haunts, Caesar's Ghost is in the room. And Bonnie and I are just fascinated with ghosts. I'm always seeing dead people around. And I was giving a talk at this psychic fair yesterday. And one of the people, as I was walking to the room, they said, well, what do you talk about? And I looked at them, I said, I see dead people. And they went, whoa! And Char of California Haunt, she just laughed at me. I had come up with the name of a ghost, and I says, ask if this ghost name is Charlie. And then they had two on-site psychics, mediums, and one had come up with Charlie earlier and one later. So evidently there was a spirit. I picked it remotely and then two psychics on site. And nothing excites us more than getting a name right. And Char, I don't know how many times I share this, but Bonnie and I lost our dad very early in our lives. And clearly later on people said, I suffer from disassociation, meaning that if you get close to someone, they'll leave you. The best way not to get close to anybody is not to remember the name. So I have never been good at names, let alone a spirit person. So that always kind of puts me on the spot. And by golly, she came up, they came up with a Charlie, a child name of Charlie that was there. So that was very fun, and I should get the Skype is on the line. So Bonnie, should we do this, and then we'll talk about the two TV shows, okay?
Sure, go right ahead. Okay. Now, you say you're going to see somebody on Skype, Nancy? I'm not sure.
Yes, I just answered it. We got Skype call coming in. Who's this speaking?
Wow. Hello?
Hello there, sir. What's your name?
My name is Frank.
Hello, Frank, and where are you calling from?
I'm actually calling from the beautiful state of New Hampshire.
New Hampshire, great. You know, that's a state we don't get too many people calling us from. So that's kind of a treat. Well, hello, Frank, and what can we do for you tonight?
Well, I'm kind of talking about it in the chat room right now, but I
good for you for calling in.
Yeah, I just can't understand what this situation is, okay?
Let us know.
I am a nature and wildlife photographer. I have been told that I am an incredible nature and wildlife photographer. I have had about four gallery shows, all well received. I am in National Geographic. I'm in a couple other magazines and newspapers. I have a website. I am in five different stores. But in 5 years of doing this, and most people would give up after what I'm about to tell you. I have sold 12 pictures and one note card.
In 5 years.
In 5 years.
12
your
pictures.
Your timing wasn't exactly great, though, because you kind of hit the recession. But, you know, early on, I can't understand the first few years, but Nancy and I are well aware of the fact that since about 2008, nobody's spending money on this discretionary spending whatsoever. But I don't think
even,
that
even still a $3 note card.
Yeah, I still think you were in National Geographic. That tells us you've got to be terrific. They wouldn't take you if you weren't.
No, they wouldn't.
Probably the dream.
No.
Let me
add to something that two other psychics have told me. Okay.
Yeah.
I have come out of a bad relationship. Basically, the woman used me. Okay. She hates my guts. She has a son of mine.
Don't tell us. We don't need this. So when I got to the chat room, you wanted to know if she could sabotage you by giving you bad energy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bonnie, what do you think of that?
Well, you know, I did notice your mention of that in the chat room, and I thought about it, so I'm glad that you called in. I had a friend many years ago, had the most wonderful advice about that. We were working together. This was way back in 1990. I never forgot it. We were working together with somebody who was so crazy. She was really crazy and sabotaging and doing it to everyone in the office and in a very, very bad way. And we just, you know, I would just sit there and laugh and shake my head and think, how are we going to get the work done with this nut job there? And so I'd get all worked up like you're getting worked up, and I never could understand why my friend was so cool about it. I says, okay, how come this person never gets to you? She says, what do you do when you're walking along the street and you notice a big pile of stuff on the ground? I said, you walk around it. She says, exactly. She said, what I do is I surround myself with a barrier of envision that they're like mirrors.
Okay.
And everything that she sends to you bounces right back to her, and it doesn't get through to you. You really have to believe that it's going to turn around to her and it is not reaching you. You have to believe. You have to start to believe that, or it'll really wreck you.
Here is a problem of mine, okay? I am a witch. I have been one since as long as I can remember.
Okay.
But I got that stupid fluffy bunny thing, if you can understand what I'm saying. Okay.
You're
my
nice
biggest,
is that what that means? I'm not sure exactly.
Basically a fluffy bunny is somebody who believes that you harm none, period.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Even if they're about ready to stab you in the heart, you don't harm them.
Sounds
okay.
Good.
Turn the other cheek. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, I am slowly trying to learn not to be such a fluffy bunny. Okay. My biggest fear is, though, with the and I know she's sending me negativity. I can feel it every day. Okay. I mean, it's like a wave. All right. My biggest fear is if I turn it back on her, then she's going to take it out on my son.
No, you don't do it, and you don't do it with the idea of getting even. When it turns,
no, I want it just to stop.
What I'm saying is what my friend was suggesting. Maybe I wasn't, I wasn't very clear. The purpose was not to deflect. It shines back to the person, but it dissipates. You know,
okay.
It loses its energy. So you're not trying to damage her by doing that. It loses its energy. Nancy, do you have any thoughts on?
I do have some things. I want to make sure that I keep answering this phone, and I see Char did call in. So Char, hang on. There's two things of this, and people have asked me. I gave the talk on Sunday because I have done quite a few ghost investigations, and when I lived in Sacramento, people hired me out a lot to cleanse their homes. And I have to share with you, if you think you're a white bunny, it means you have a pure soul and pure heart. If I said to you, to have a pure soul and pure heart, you must have a good mind, and you must live with some sort of the trust of the divine. Now, maybe or maybe not, but I want you to think that way. And I have to share with everybody, once in a while I can feel the energy of someone hooking to me that are very unhappy, and I kind of can feel it because it hurts my body, and I can reach up and hold on to it and take it off of me. Because I walk around, and my husband can notice this, and he actually said one day, he says, are you depressed all of a sudden? And I realized it wasn't me. And I said to the energy that was someone in need of me, and it's not like I'm against it, because I know people think of me, and then they call me. And I'll say, I cannot own what is not mine. And I just shake like a dog, and it falls right off of me, because I don't want it. And if it's a real problem, I say, I trust in the divine, and nothing will hurt me. Before I wrote my first book in 94, spirit people told me a prayer, which you can download. I am of the highest vibration, the purest of mind, a child of light, and a child of God. Nothing can hurt me unless I believe it's so. Unless I believe it's so.
That's right.
And you have to trust that and believe in that with your heart. And I never get bothered. Char will call. She's online. I did turn down a castle. She can bring it up. It was a reformatory for boys. And I had the choice of going in there or not. And I'm so sensitive, I knew that I could get beaten down. And that's the only time in my life I think I've ever turned down anything. So for everybody, that's kind of like a lesson from me tonight, is that you have to trust and believe in yourself, believe in the divine, and believe that nothing can hurt you unless you believe it so. And those of you who know your body and know the perimeters of your body and your own energy field, when you feel something's not there, has been there only for a short while, and it's not you, just grab it with your hands and shake it off, because no one has the right to tap into your force.
That's right.
Okay?
And there is no yes, but. It's exactly what she said. Nancy is so right. Mm-hmm. Got to shake it off like just water off a dog.
I have to let you go. I'm so sorry, but would you do that and download what we just did?
I will. Thank you.
All right,
Thank you, sir.
Let me ask you one more thing.
Sure.
I'm seeing your paintings published as in paper portrait. Not postcards. They're bigger, and they don't have frames. And it makes me think that you can create these paintings and put them like a rimless framed picture, and they look like they're decorating walls. So I'm wondering if I'm looking at something real clean and sharp, a photograph that's on a frame bigger, like 2 feet by 3 feet, like in hospitals or department stores. Think about what I'm saying and see what you can do, because I am getting pictures of that. And I think you're going to find a couple.
I think I know what you're talking about.
I'm sorry?
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and I see that as east of you and then south of you. So I don't know if I'm going all the way to New York or I just don't know, but I am seeing that. So I think if you go in that direction, you'll figure it out and make something happen for yourself. I got to let you go, guys. Sorry.
Thank you both.
Good luck to you.
Bye-bye.
Right.
And, Shara, I'll be right with you. I have someone from the 602 area code. Oops, the screen. Hold still, screen. And, okay.
It jumped.
602, who's this?
Hi, this is Barb.
Oh, hello, Barb. And what part of Arizona are you in?
The Phoenix metropolitan area.
How fun. Did you hear me on the radio on 1480 up there when I was on last fall?
No.
Oh, that's too bad. I had a lot of nice people up there get to know me that way. Okay. And your first name again was?
Barb.
Barb. Oh, I'm sorry. What can Bonnie and I do for you tonight?
No, I just wondered if there were any messages from Spirit for me. And use my love.
There's a little tiny woman. She probably weighed all of 100 pounds at the end of her life. Medium to smaller bone, smaller head. And she wants to call you Dearie. You know, like a deer, Dearie. And she's putting her hand on your shoulder, so I don't know how tall you are, but she was smaller than you. She says she got a little hippie at the end of her life, but in proportion to the rest of her body, she was a tiny little thing. And she says it will get better. So I'm, you know, you must be going through some torment, something you don't need to share on the radio right now. Do you recognize this little tiny woman?
I would think it's probably my grandma.
Did she call you Dearie and she pat you on the arm?
I don't know about Dearie, but she would do the patting on the arm.
She's a lovely little lady, huh?
I'm having trouble remembering of calling Dearie.
Yeah, but maybe that's how she just talks to you now as a woman, not as a child. But she's a very soft, remember, I don't come up with names, so hopefully figure out what it might be something similar. Who knows? Maybe it was Sherry she called you. Who knows? So anyway, but she's tapping in the shoulder, so you must be going through something now, and she says it's going to get better. And the only thing I can figure from her expression is when it gets warmer. So if you're going through a love thing that's kind of hurting, it'll get better when it's warm. Or if you're having financial things, it's going to get better in the summertime, whatever that means. Can we narrow it down a little bit? Do you want to ask this more direct question?
Well, you probably hit on both of them right there.
Okay.
Can I throw in something?
If you
don't mind, I did see that there is someone else. It's a kind of an odd situation. I thought immediately, you have a very small person, so I thought, okay, is it a boy or a girl? There's a little girl. You have a spirit guide who's a little girl. And she's telling me that she didn't get to know you very well, but she loves you. She must be someone who passed away. I don't know how close she is to you. I have a feeling she's rather close, but she just wanted you to know that she's okay and that she'll be with you. She wants to know she's going to be following you. But that's what I see is a pretty...
You lose a sister?
3 years old. Did you lose...
Lost the sister I never knew.
Oh.
How old was she?
She was five.
Now Bonnie's off only by a short couple of years. Yeah. I saw as a sister lost in your childhood or her childhood. Mm-hmm. So good for you, Bonnie. How did she die? Do you remember she drowned or something?
No, she broke her neck.
Oh, dear.
Wow, that's amazing.
Well, that's why she said she didn't know you very well, because she never actually met you. But she was close to you. What's that?
She was the oldest and I was the youngest.
So she wanted you to know that she loves you and that she will be with you and following you in your life and supporting you. That's the message that she wanted you to know.
Well, that's a lovely message, Bonnie.
It is. I saw it very clearly. I saw her in a little dress. She had, it looks like she had blonde hair, but I wouldn't swear to it. It was kind of long, and she was very active and kind of bouncy. When I said three, I actually, looking at her, it looks more like about four, but you said she was five. Anyway, that's about the time that I see her image, and she's around you. She's with you. So anyway, your older sister loves you, and she's with you, and she just wanted you to know that.
Oh,
that's lovely. Yes. Well, best of luck to you, young lady, huh?
All right. Thank you both.
All right.
Have a wonderful
Thank you for
evening.
Calling.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And this is Char coming over. This is my bud in Northern California. Oops. And she does CaliforniaHaunts.org and Saturday night. I want her to call and tell you, is talk to you, my dear audience, that Ghost Investigation is live and well and very fun. And when you get a collaboration like the three psychics, mediums that we are, hey, everybody, this is Char. And why don't you promote your website and the meetup group? And tell briefly, maybe 5 or 10 minutes, about this great investigation.
Great. How's everyone doing tonight? Well, we went out.
I'm so glad I have a chance to say hi to you. Nancy talks about you all the time and talks about all the fun she has on your show. And I've listened to your show several times. It's just as much fun as all get out. Of course, we love the area that you live in. You live in Sacramento, where Nancy and I grew up, and you do a lot of work in the foothills, the Grass Valley, that area, Nevada City, that area, which we know very well. So anyway, I just wanted to say hi to you. I feel like I know you.
I feel like I know you too.
Good, cool.
Go ahead, Char.
Well, our website is www.californiahaunts.org. We're about 45 strong, and we have all of California. We got people everywhere. And we do have a meetup that you guys can join. It's pretty cool. You don't have to be in state to do it, which is kind of cool. We have updates on there, the different stuff we do. We had the opportunity to go out to the Holbrook Hotel in Grass Valley. It's a place we've been trying to get into for some time. And, you know, luck turns weird ways, and somebody ran into one of the owner's sisters or one of the owners. It was a relation. And they opened their arms to us and allowed us to come in and do an investigation. And like I do with every investigation, I sent Nancy a photo of the front of the building. And Nancy went ahead and did her pre-read and came up with a couple of interesting things. In addition, when we did go out there to do our live show, as some of you may have heard it, and then too, Nancy was also on hand there as well, helping us out going through the building. So we also have two other psychics on hand, Trish Flores, who's really excellent, and Karen Clark, who's our lead sensitive. The interesting thing about Karen is Karen and Nancy usually hit about anywhere from 96% to 98% accuracy when they go out. Nancy will do the pre-read, and Karen and Trish or whoever will go out and do their read, and then we compare notes between the two, and it's pretty dramatic when we do it because they're really close on stuff. In fact, they both came up with the same name of a child named Charlie.
Wow.
It really is. And this didn't happen. Karen went out, didn't know anything that Nancy was even online with us or anything like that. And when we did our final part of the investigation, the little boy came to us telling Karen his name was Charlie. So that was rather interesting. As the night progress. We got up to, naturally we got up late because anytime we set up the time to do a show, it never goes right. So naturally we started about 10 minutes late on the show. But we got up there, used basic video cameras on this one because it was so spread out as far as the rooms went. And there's some particular areas that necessities are sensitive. And the phone's going to ring. That's not my license. Because one of the other sensitives, I forgot because it's not my normal life to be on the air, see? So I left the super phone on the hook. Anyway, I can't find it to take my life shit off. Anyway, so I don't know who that is. Oh, well.
It's a fact. It's a fact.
It's how my life is. Anyhow, so we went into this room, and at one point there was a ghost of a gentleman in there, but he left, and the ghost of a woman came in. And this woman was very depressed and sad because at one time she said she had worked in a bathhouse that was located down in this bar area. And she felt that she didn't want to cross over because she didn't think that God or the old powers would allow her to do this. So as we were communicating with her, again, the lights started to dim on and off in the room and stuff like that. She began to answer via the flashlight. Her yes answers were coming through. The flashlight would come on.
Oh, my Lord.
So it was pretty wild. So we did that for about 35 minutes. If you guys want to see it, it's on my Facebook site. It's www.facebook.com/CharlotteTosa, CharlotteTe. KOSA. I put in a brief 2-minute video of the thing. It was about a 30-minute thing we did up there. And we ended up crossing the woman over. The interesting part of this is that we then went downstairs into the basement area of this hotel, and there was a gentleman down there who Nancy saw, and my team members saw, and he was a gentleman who liked to visit the bathhouse that was down there. So when Trish walked in there, he wanted to get his piece of tail when she walked in, and she was the one that he was speaking with. It was very interesting because Nancy had said, remember Nancy, you had said that this man had gas. And I remember that. And what was so funny about it was that I didn't tell anybody this because I was on Blog Talk with Nancy, so I had the computer hidden away from people. And no sooner did my investigators walk in than one of them asked who farted when they walked into the room, and it was quite funny. So as we talked to this gentleman, he kept going for Trish, and at one point Rose felt really cold next to her, like she felt like someone was sitting next to her, and Trish has snapped a picture. This is going to be on our website. I believe Trish took the photo, and it's a photo of a dark mass sitting next to Rose. And the funny thing, it goes back to Nancy again. Here we go. Nancy had told me earlier in the day that we were going to pick up a mist in a photo. And we ended up getting a black mist in that room.
Oh. Ooh. That's cool.
So that was kind of, yeah. So what was interesting is I started to mess around a little bit, and I think it's on Block Talk, where I decided to do a little pole dance for this guy. And so while I'm doing this pole dance, the crew's laughing at me. You know, it's terrible to have. Investigators don't do that all the time, guys. You know, we just do this for fun when we're tired. And so I did this little pole dance, and I was telling him, here, I'm a big girl, you know, I can move your hay, I can do all this other stuff, I've got a good piece. And when I sat down to sign off on Blog Talk, I looked down at my wrist, and there were 2 finger marks on my wrist.
Ooh. Wow.
I had bruises coming up, which I took photos of. I didn't feel it at the time, but I did get bruised.
Kind of scary.
I think it's fabulous. And you did get a miss where I told you to take a picture, huh?
Yeah, it was down in that bar area. Rose was sitting on the bench. We had a couple people sitting on the bench in that lower bar area. And the picture is of this black mist sitting next to her, kind of hugging around her. So it's kind of cool, you know, what we did get. Nancy was right on the money the whole night. I can tell you guys that much right there. And Karen and Nancy were hitting on it. Trish was hitting on stuff that Nancy had said. It was incredible. In fact, it got to the point where Trish would say something and the investigators would run over to the computer to see what Nancy had.
Oh, I love it. Love it.
It was kind of a funny thing, you know. One would run over and back and forth. So it was quite funny. But we had a very productive night. Later on in the night, this little boy, Charlie, the name that Nancy had mentioned, Karen was coming in through the main door. Trish had left for the evening, I think. I believe. Yeah, I think. No, maybe not. Not yet. And it was about 12:30, 1 o'clock. And Trish had Karen had seen these children run into this back dining room at the hotel. So I like to use I don't want to prop methods to get these ghosts to respond. So I took some hard candy in with me, and I went ahead and sent it down on the floor. And again, we did the flashlight thing, then screwed the flashlight and put that on the floor as well. We spent the first 20 minutes of Karen channeling a little girl. We got the name of Mindy, and that her mother had worked at the hotel previously. And, you know, nothing really dramatic, but I was asking her questions for the EVP session. And then her brother, Charlie, came in. And that's when it got interesting, because Charlie was actually activating the flashlight as it sat on the floor and answering our questions. So then I asked Charlie at one point, I said, well, Charlie, do you like candy? And the flashlight lit up. And I sat there and I thought, well, this is 1850. He's certainly not going to like Tootsie Rolls, you know. So I was looking at all the hard candy I had, and I found one of those cinnamon balls. And I said, Charlie, you know, do you like fireballs? And I unwrapped it and said on the floor. At that point, the flashlight stayed on for about 3 minutes.
Whoa.
Mm, I love these. So, everybody, I have to let her go in another minute.
Yes.
You can join her group.
Yes.
A meetup group anywhere in the United States, or become an associate of her website, and you'll
right.
get emails of all the investigations and the write-ups and the EVP she posts. And so, Char, why don't you plug your site and what they can do to join up your group, because we are working it. We're making things happen.
Gotcha. My website, my official website is www.californiahaunts.org, and the meetup site, I believe, is www.meetup.com/California Haunts. Again, we have events throughout the year. You know, we're bringing the meetup people into those. And come on in. You know, if you don't want to be an official member, you can be an associate member or just be in the meetup group, you know, because that's kind of cool, because we do share, like Nancy says, we do share the stuff we get with that group. But if you do want to become an associate, what the associates do is that, you know, if there's room on an investigation, we'll go ahead and give you a call and see if you can come in and do it. We train you just like the investigators.
Well, that sounds like fun.
Wonderful. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Star, what a kick you're calling in and sharing that. Because that was one of the fun. I wish I could have spent more time, but at 10:30 at night, I knew I had to get up early and go to this event on Sunday. So, and when they were doing the investigation, I was listening like you are doing the chat room. And you can't really hear the investigators, so if anybody was thinking, well, Nancy could hear them talking, I really couldn't. I could hear the noise, but I couldn't hear conversation. So every
mm-hmm.
time I wrote something in or typed it in, I was just having a sense of what Char was saying. I just couldn't hear everybody else. I think
right.
that was really a successful Grass Valley
yeah,
investigation.
Yeah, it went really well. Well, thank you for letting me call in, Nancy.
All right, guy. Gal. Talk to you later.
Hi.
I got to get this guy
Hi,
here.
Her.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
She's great, Nancy. I love Char.
I love her. I too. We have area code 256, and thank you for holding. Who are we talking to?
Oh, shoot. Hi.
Were you wanting just to listen?
I thought I was on mute.
Oh, you were. Were you want us to put you back on listen?
Oh, no. I do have a question.
Okay. What's your first name?
Tamara.
Tamara, and what state are you calling from?
I'm in Alabama.
Alabama. Hello, Alabama.
And
what, if you have a question for us, what would you like?
Could you tell me about my spirit guides, or, you know, what do you see around me?
Did you have a question about your life, or you just want to know what ghosties you have in your world?
Yes, and spirit guides, yes.
Spirit guides, sorry. This stuff, you know, when you talk to enough people, they start saying, oh my gosh, how does Nancy and Bonnie know this? Bonnie did the sister, as soon as she picked up the sister, I was shown the I can't remember the lady's name, I think it was Barbara, had known this lady or the child way in her childhood. I think it's really amazing. They want me to think of an uncle for you, so I don't know if it's a mother or father's brother or a grandmother, grandfather, brother. Are you? What side of your family has the bigger boned, bigger people? Is that your father's side or your mother?
I would say mother's side.
Mother's side. This man, I don't know if he's your family or he is a relative that married into the family. And he's laughing. He says, tell her I was hairy. Bigger man, but it looks like he had a lot of body hair. Do you remember an uncle that might would have passed? He's a dead man. He had a really hairy arm. He was a bigger man. Okay,
no.
So you need to ask. It might have been mother's father's brother or mother's mother's brother.
Okay.
And he's a medium to darker complected. He was very masculine, manly looking. And the only thing I can think of is he's giving you strength because I can't hear him as clearly as I could some of these others. So I can't tell if I'm hearing I'm protecting you or I'm talking to you about standing your ground or being stronger. But because everybody looked up to him, he's now coming to you to do this. So I really kind of got lost on the message. Is there something going on in your life where you're making decisions now and you need to really stand firm and make a strong decision?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, so that's what he's doing with you right now. That's what he's in your life for. And I think he might have been gone for a while because as I'm looking at him, he's fade in and out. And I think it's hard for spirit people to keep up their looks when they haven't seen themselves 40, 50, 60 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you need to ask the family. And a little darker complexion, medium to larger bone, nice big jaw. And he's laughing. His mouth is open. I said, a good-sized mouth. He says, tell her I was hairy. So some of the family must going to have a good laugh.
Oh, okay.
I know who that man was. Okay.
Okay.
Bonnie, you picking up anything else?
Yeah, actually, I did. And I don't know who this person is. Somebody that you, I want to say that you loved this person. And he is in spirit. He's no longer alive. He's a young man, 1920, something like that. He looks a little bit taller, slender, and he unfortunately died too soon. It was a tragic what happened. It was an accident, not entirely an accident, but somebody in your that you knew and that you cared a great deal about is with you. Does that sound familiar at all?
Thin, very thin white.
Yeah, I have a half brother that passed away. He was shot.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I didn't want to say. You know, I didn't want to say it. I was thinking, how can you put it nicely? I don't think it was an accident.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But he was somebody that you did love and he wanted you to know he's with you. And you know, I one of the things he's saying to you, which is kind of interesting, is that, and I don't know why he's saying this to you, he's saying he's protecting you. Is there something in your life you need some protection from?
I don't, not to my knowledge.
Well,
Bonnie, remember I was sharing with you, this man was helping her make a decision, changes or something happened.
Okay.
So it's very, even though, remember, it's so hard to get messages sometimes because we don't hear but pieces of it. So maybe
it's
instead of protecting
anything.
Her, he's helping her in some way. Because
you're not in any danger. I wanted to clarify that.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's what I'm saying is, Bonnie, it's so hard to get it right. So like I was really, like he was showing me and giving me gestures. Oops, pencil dropped. And the only thing I could think of is that he wasn't guiding her as much as he was there to give her strength to do something.
Mm-hmm.
So it could look like protection. And so I think this young man is also around her, giving her support.
That sounds very correct, Nancy.
Yeah. So
but
you have two men helping you. Yeah.
Okay, great.
All right, my dear. You have a good life and hope you make the right decisions for yourself, huh? So hard.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Good luck to you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Boy, some people have some awful tough choices and decisions to make, and that's why it's good when you have strong spirits. I was going to say people, but they were, and they, in a way they still are. With you and helping you make through the process. And I can tell she has some rough decisions to make. Anyway, what were you going to say, Nancy?
Well, thank you, Char, for calling in, and that I just was so grateful that she, on her night off, she had the energy to call in. And I did see that Kathy responded also to the gentleman that hadn't sold any pictures, and she shared with the audience, and I'm putting it out there because a lot of people need to just think about this. Sometimes if you do a ceremony, I do a ceremony, sometimes I tell my client, if you write down your problems, put them in the box and put them on the top shelf in, put on the top shelf in the closet, you won't lose your problems. You can just put them away for a while. The other thing to do is put an envelope and burn them up at the seashore or throw them into the water or whatever. But she had a really good one. Put your troubles or whatever that's bothering you, put on a piece of paper and then put it in the refrigerator and in the freezer. So I think that was a really good idea. Also, you're freezing that energy is being frozen and put away and hidden. I thought that was really good. And Kathy,
I like that.
Yes, I've had so many wonderful people ask me to be on the radio show. Bonnie and I had a sweet little thing called Lisa, and she answered Lisa and said, and Bonnie said, not knowing that Lisa's emails kept coming back at me over and over, hey, everybody, I know I owe Kathy a show and a couple of people, but don't have hurt feelings if we can't do it right now when you ask. But don't give up asking us. It's just that I've been really busy with some projects and Bonnie, too. So we can do things, but have to wait until we have time. So don't give up. Re-ask us in a couple of months. How's that, Bonnie?
That sounds right. Thank you, Nancy.
Yeah.
Excuse me while
Did you see any other questions in there that we could answer? Oh,
there was one thing that I wanted to mention is that, let me see if I can move my
Then
my
we have a call we have
to
answer.
Bit. Okay, there's I wanted to, excuse me, this may sound a little strange to everybody, but I have a cat on my keyboard who is not letting me get to the
we could do a whole show on cats.
But I believe, yeah, especially my house. But I wanted to give out Frank's email site for his business, which I believe, Frank, I didn't see it, but let me know if this is incorrect, windwalkerphotography.biz, and I intend to check that after the show. So thanks for putting that on there. If I got it wrong, let me know, okay? Anyway, Nancy, you go ahead.
We have a caller from the 304 area code, so I want to welcome on board. And I apologize for not giving the number out. We got kind of sidetracked a lot of people. 304 area code, who are we talking to?
My name's Kim. Hi.
Hello, Kim. And what state are you from?
West Virginia.
Oh, bless your heart.
Virginia.
Yes.
A lot of sadness in West Virginia right now.
Yes.
Sympathies to you and everyone there who's suffering from the loss of those 29 coal workers in West Virginia. Mm. Very sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So how can we help you tonight?
I have a question about a project. I'm doing some research on it. I run across a new way to communicate with spirits. And
really?
Yes. And I talked to her with a researcher. And I'm just wanting to see how this is going to go, what the outcome will be. Because he thinks it might be pretty big, but I don't want to jump.
Now, that confusing. Did you, don't give us an answer here that would betray what you're doing. Research is looking at a lot of books like a law firm or in a library. And then there's another thing called an invention that makes communication like a Frank's box easier. Which one were you? Are you an investigator or did you research and find something?
I'm both. I investigate and I do research. But
okay,
I come up with a new
have a way of
or tool to communicate with spirits, and I'm just wanting to see how this is going to go.
Well, I think you're going to get some responses.
Yes.
I'm not sure how famous and big you're going to get. Bonnie?
Yeah, I'm fascinated. You're talking about a new way
of communication
with spirits.
Yes.
A new
very
way.
Yes.
That's really
and
interesting.
And I've had great results. Great results.
And we're not, of course, we're
I'm
not
really
asking
excited.
You to tell us. That we don't want you to tell us. If
no,
this
don't
case,
do that.
But
oh, no, I won't do that.
No, but
I've
at the point where something,
summer.
at the point where it's something that you can talk freely about, I hope you call us back, because all of our listeners and Nancy and I as well would just love to know. So let us know when you get to the point you can talk about it. But my gosh, that is absolutely fascinating. As far as the success that you're going to have, yes, you are going to have some, because, you know, the thing is, the spirits, they're trying to reach us. And if you find a new way to contact them, they're always trying to make contact with us. Mm-hmm. So, of course, they're going to meet you more than halfway. So,
absolutely. They want to be heard also.
Absolutely.
Yes, they do.
They love us. They love us in the business who can see them and pass messages along. So you betcha. If you think of a new way, I think they're going to be more than enthusiastic. I can't wait to hear more about it, really.
Thank you. I appreciate
you're
that.
Welcome.
Good luck, young lady.
Okay, thank you so much.
Outstanding.
God bless.
Yes, God bless. Well, Nancy, that's boy, I wish she could talk about it. I'd love to know. Nancy,
okay,
we've got a few
great
minutes left. Shall we give our number for call-in is 347-205-9071. We've just got a few minutes. Anyone wants to call in? Again, 347-205-9071.
I don't know that I hung up the phone right, so West Virginia, hold on. You know, sometimes the screen just bounces this all over the place.
I know. It must be the weather. Do you think? Well, it's probably she's on the other side of those tornadoes in Oklahoma and elsewhere, so in Mississippi.
Oh,
so that could be causing some disruption.
I'd like to share with you that we're going to move Bonnie's email address to Psychic Sisters talk show, psychicsisters.com and Blog Talk Radio Psychic Sisters. So if you want to touch base with Bonnie, she's kind of moving toward doing the business like I am, which is very exciting. I think that God has finally tapped her on the forehead and she got the message. So from now on, we'll have her email there as receptacle so you can get right to her. And my website is nancymatz.com.net. Either one will go to the same site. And I'm just now finishing up psychic development, basic, advanced psychic and mediumship course. It's a big one, so be ready to tackle it. And ministry. And the ministry is kind of everything. I'm going to establish a church with Arlene in Sedona, Arizona. I haven't got her permission to talk about her on the air, so when I do, I'll have her last name to tell you. And she's been a UCM minister for 30 years, and I've had my ministry since 92, and we're but from a different church. So she and I are going to collaborate. I've already established a mother church. We're going to have it re-established in the same area where I got my ministry in 92, Church of Living God, Sedona, Arizona. We're going to become the Living Living God Ministries of Sedona, Arizona. So it's quite exciting, everybody. Bonnie, what would you like to add before we have to say goodbye?
Well, you know, it's interesting you say the Living God Ministries, and just for anyone who's kind of wondering what that might mean, you know, Nancy and I have kind of are very spiritual people, and we believe in a God type.
Divine.
I don't exactly how do you describe it, Nancy, what we believe.
I call it the divine.
Yes, the divine. So, you know, we're not specifically related to any religious, you know, like Catholic or anything like that, but we very much believe in God, and I think we've decided that we could not believe in life after death, obviously, if we didn't believe in a greater being that basically controls things. It's like that old thing, you make plans and God laughs. So really, just to let you all know that we lean towards the spiritual and are very pleased to do that. And so anyway, don't feel like in any way that psychics are not believers, because we are. I think we all.
Oh,
have.
My word! Absolutely. If you're not, if you don't have a belief system, and you become psychic, being psychic, you get one.
It would be impossible.
Yeah.
It? basically would be. But I think there is some confusion that people think that psychics maybe are, there's some conflict between being a psychic and being a believer in God, and there isn't at all. They're actually, if anything, I've always considered myself to be a very profound believer in God, and I think Nancy is too. I think it has something to do with losing a parent when you're very, very young. You get in touch with the universe, and your beliefs are tested, and at that point you decide whether or not you believe in God, and it is forever that way. And I think Nancy and I both did. And the one thing I remember,
I think my cancer did it for me. I think when you have cancer at 39, my world was really shook. And I hadn't, we were not practicing Catholics at the time, though we still had a firm belief. But clearly, after the cancer, I had a divorce and started to try and discover who I was. And in doing so, I discovered that the gift was there if I wanted to search further.
Not so
the material world, or the physical, but the non-physical.
That's a lot of courage. Physical. I mean, you made some major changes in your life. You basically turned your life upside down and took a great deal of courage, especially after what you've just been through. Cancer is a pretty scary thing. And for you to decide to just reinvent your life, that took a lot of courage.
In a town
like Sacramento, where I don't think it's quite as well received, the kind of work that you were doing, there was a small clique of people interested in this kind of thing, and so you met with those people. But you really stepped out. You put yourself on the line, and I was so glad you did, because since that time you've helped so many people, Nancy. So I'm really glad that you did that.
You will too now. It just took you 20 years to come around. And half the chat room is laughing with us because they're saying, yep, I've got it. And I know Kathy and half a dozen other people, and they are saying, yep, I finally got around to doing it full-time, or dedicating my life to helping others. And service to others is one of the main things that you can do to bring fun, enlightenment, and happiness and harmony to others. And that's a straight shot right to the God source. So, like your photographer fell in here. I mean, he takes pictures of God every day in his makings. So, but anyway, everybody, it's been really fun talking, and I'm glad that we can do it. Don't have hurt feelings if we're not with you every week. It's things that come up. So we will be here as often as we can, and we really enjoyed the time we spent with you. Bonnie, any last second?
Well, I just, not particularly. I just want to wish everybody a really great week, and I hope we'll be talking to you soon on Psychic Sisters Talk, is also on Thursday nights. And then, perhaps Nancy and I will be able to free up some more time and join you a little more often. That's what we'd like to do, because we do enjoy being with some of our great listeners. I mean, we have some wonderful people calling in and writing on our blog. So thank you all.
I want to give... hello, John. Las Vegas is a sweet gentleman, takes care of children, and he's going to become a psychic reader under me, and I won't embarrass him by saying his last name. He said he was going to listen tonight, and I know my Australian girl, Kelly, is listening tonight. She's the gal that's going to start her own church over there under Living God Ministries, and she's going to be getting a lot of stuff in the mail any day now, so good luck to you kids.
Great. Okay, well, Nancy, it's really been fun tonight. I'm glad we had just a few minutes to talk about some of the things that we believe in. You know, sometimes we don't get a chance at all, and you know, it's been an interesting time right now. We're all kind of in flux, and you know, not only is the economy, but the whole world seems to be kind of percolating a little bit right now, doesn't it? So a lot of activity and a lot of things to consider. And I think it's going to be a very fruitful couple of months. I see a lot of changes happening in the next couple of months. So everybody, hold on to your seat.
Everybody. It was fun talking to you, and we'll be on again. Okay, good night.
Good night, everyone. Bye-bye.